Talk Radio. troubled soul, your tired mind, and lay your burden down. Lay your burden down. Get your feet on solid ground. Take your worries to the foot of the cross. Get your feet on solid ground. Take your failures to the foot of the cross and lay your burden down. Lay your burden. You've been trying hard to make it all alone. And you think the wrong you've done is just too much to be forgiven, but you know that it's true. Just lay your burden down. He has forgiven you. Lay your burden down.
like a ship without a sail. Gotta need your help to guide me through. Guide me through. So everything I have, I count it all as lost. The more I learn, I realize I know nothing at all. So I cast down my crown and I exchange my will for yours, for yours. So lead me, Jesus, and I will follow you, and I will follow you.
My trial, God, listen to my prayers. From the ends of the earth, I call to you. You're my trial, God, listen to my prayers. From the ends of the earth.
I'm a stranger in a foreign land, passing through. When will I be home again? You remind me nothing here is permanent, but your words and your faithfulness. I was hungry, I was thirsty, I was weary. You let me in. When love became I'm a beggar on the pilgrim's road, chasing echoes of a voice I hear among the poor. I'm a stranger in a foreign land.
Died for all, therefore all have died, and he had died for all. that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we were once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us his ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you in behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be in sin, for knew no sin, that in him we might become the righteous of God. So Jesus' death on the cross was defeated, the power of sin and darkness, and set us free to walk in the glorious light of righteousness. So you and I have been transformed by the power of Jesus' death. He took every sin we would ever commit and bore the entirety of the penalty. Through the death of Jesus, you and I are now free to live as new creations, formed in the righteous and holy image of our Heavenly Father. When God tore the veil, he demonstrated that our sin and depravity could not hold back his presence any longer. Thousands of years pent up longing for a restored relationship burst forth, proclaiming the newfound nature of God's people who would choose to accept and follow Jesus. There is no more important way to end this week of pursuing a greater connection to our Heavenly Father than accepting our new standing before God. Even though Jesus defeated the power of sin in our lives, our great enemy continues to tempt us, lie to us, and steal from us the abundant life God intends. He continues to try to rob God of what he so fully deserves, an unencumbered relationship with his children. Satan lies to us and tells us that sin still causes God to withhold himself from us. We allow condemnation that is not of God to creep in and cause us to believe that our Heavenly Father doesn't want to be with us. But the truth is God always wants to be with his children. God runs out to us, calls us his beloved, wraps his honor and his righteousness, and leads us into his glorious embrace. So take time and renew your mind to the righteousness of Jesus. Ask the Spirit for fresh revelation and freedom from sin and allow your longings to be satisfied in God rather than in the world today. So meditate on your new nature given to you in Christ. Receive a new perspective for yourself and your relationship with God. Confess any sin or lie that has been keeping you from walking in the fullness of what's available to you and your Heavenly Father. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So spend time taking your longings before God and asking him to satisfy them. What desire is burning within you? Do you long for intimacy, purpose, or friendship? Do you long to make an impact or to be enjoyed? Come before God and spend time allowing him to love you, fill you, empower you, and satisfy you. So praise God that he is a loving Father who loves to be with and satisfy the needs of his children. God longs for us to bring him all the problems, insecurities, sin, and shame so that he can cover them to overflowing with his merciful love. May you find rest, satisfaction, and healing in the arms of your Heavenly Father today. I highly suggest you read 2 Corinthians chapter 5. It'll bring this devotional more into light. Amen. Well, let's get into the most important question of all. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road, never knowing which way is up or down or which way to go? Or maybe you're longing for a purpose and you need some. Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. or maybe you suffer from something so much worse, such as addiction to alcohol or drugs, sexual immorality, gambling, overeating. Whatever the problem may be, you see, the Lord can take it away, but in order to do so, you got to let him in your life. If he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So the question is, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries welcome you into the family of God. And we want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said that prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you can come on live and let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. I mean, because the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all the angels, and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Won't you let us rejoice with them? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Okay, well, let's play some more music here. Between me and you.
the daily. You have loved me greatly, moving them as far as east from west.
Yeah.
enjoyed them songs. Okay, they were blessed. Okay, let's get into the prophetic word for today. The Father says today there is no going back. I delivered you and brought you out. You know it in your heart that I have called you to be a come-outer. Not just to be different, but to come to Bethel where my altar awaits the oblation of your deepest worship. You have tasted of freedom, of my spirit, and the liberty of walking free from the pollutions of religious idols. There is no going back once you have glimpsed in the deeps of my word and my truths. But that may be where the crowds are, and that may be where the language of faith is tracking at the moment. But I have called you to a deeper thing. There will be those times you experience the absence of a camaraderie that others enjoy. But in truth, you would never exchange that for one moment's experience of the glory of my spirit manifest on the inside of you. As I walk with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day, so I walk and am walking with you. Seek me out. I will be found of those that seek me, not for the idle curiosity's sake, but because you realize, as Peter, Lord, to whom shall we go, for you have the words of life. I am your manna on the ground every morning. I am the water from the rock that offers that others have never taken time to linger and wait on. There is separation, says God, between the holy and the profane. Okay, that I am sending in your life. It doesn't make you better, but it does mean that you have been invited to supper that others were as well, but had somewhere else to be, something more important to do. I bring you up from the deeper highways and byways this day and invite you to the deeper communion with me, says God. Amen. Well, this goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. Well, this is going to wrap up the show for tonight. I'm going to say God bless everybody. May you have a blessed night. Okay? So God bless you. And check out us tomorrow night for another episode of Purpose Gospel Radio. Amen.